This conference is being recorded.
All right. Good morning, TNT. We are here. We are ready. It's going to be a super fantastic day. Oops. I better not do that part, though. All right. Super fantastic day. Got some good information for you guys. And Winston is not here. Guys, Winston is, let me see, how can I put this the right way? Is working on a special project this week. Now, some of you super informed people about global events would probably figure that out or something, or not. Or those who know his history and background could probably figure that out. Or those who don't, just know he is once again doing things that are required to be done and things that are helpful in, I believe, his life and yours. So, anyway, we'll go from there. I did talk to him. We've talked. We discussed the information. But there's some things that go on in the middle of the day that need to go on in the middle of the day. All right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you guys we're in a super, super fantastic situation right now. I'm going to tell you that the tests all went perfect, that everybody's still in agreement, and we are simply waiting on a time. So, I'm going to tell you this is not normal everyday weekend hype that you always get on Fridays or people feel like they get. That most of the people wanted this to occur on a weekend. They wanted it on a holiday weekend. They gave an extra day. So now they have the opportunity for that. Not saying they're going to do it, but they have an opportunity for it. And then everybody's looking for something. All right. So let me go in to tell you guys what's going on here. Banks still have the rates. They're still there. There's still the rates we've talked about. There's no admin hold on them. There's no pending on them. They're just waiting to say, start your transactions. They're waiting for that authorization. Start doing your transactions. Don't know when it's going to come. Managers are still having, security managers are having meetings today, conferences, getting everything ready. Banking personnel are on standby. We've had people that the bank already contacted yesterday, this morning, telling them, you know, I'm doing your transactions in the next 72 hours. I'm going to process your transaction. We need to do this. Let's go ahead and count your currency and get ready to go. So people are receiving those messages. There's a lot of bank stories in the forum. You guys can see them. And they're happening more and more each day, all day. I mean, I got one person was called from two banks, and they're both trying to say, just come here and do it right here. And they both told them, actually, they would have it done today. They obviously don't have it done today, but they did tell them that it will be done by today. And the day isn't over yet. But here's a good one that you guys could all look at. Parliament, and it was in the article for people who love articles, was said that they were not going to go out of session until the currency reform has been completed. They weren't going on a break, not getting a day off, an hour, or anything until currency reform has been completed. They announced this morning that they are going on break Sunday. Sunday, they will be going on their break. So take that for what it's worth, but I liked it. So this morning you'll see that CBI approved currency purchases, approved international transactions, and approved currency exchanges for all banks in Iraq. all approved. Approved, approved to process currency exchanges, which was a great thing. So, what you guys really want to hear is this is free and clear to go at any time. Is there a time? Is there a window of time? Yes, there is. And I'm going to tell you it's over the course of this weekend, Monday morning, and that's a wide window I just gave you. But that should be something we could all live with. If it happened in the next hour, great. If it happened Sunday night, great. Monday morning. Monday morning is the 1st of June. They wanted to have it done by the 1st of June. Looks like it's going to be done by the 1st of June, if not on the 1st of June. But I think it's by. So everybody's ecstatic. Let me see. They're sending certain notifications out to people who have the MasterCards, CVI cards, informing them of certain changes that are about to take place. So people have contact. So it's really great, guys. I mean, there's no bad news. I don't wish I had something bad to you, but I just don't. Everybody is saying, okay, let's go. We're finally at that point where, as Ray was telling you guys, train's coming to a stop. Those that want to get off, enjoy life. Those that want to go to the next higher plane, just move up one car and let's go do what we do. So it's a very simple call. There's nothing else to tell you except we're waiting for the event, and it should be in the next 72 hours, if not before. Everybody around the globe is preparing at this time. So I don't think anybody's upset that I just told you that, because it's out there. And we didn't shorten the time. We didn't say anything specific, any day or any hour, anything. Just sometime in the next 72 hours, this ride is supposed to be over and the party is supposed to begin. And that's probably in every country is what they're being told right now. So we still have to wait. That's not a promise. I mean, I can't tell you it's guaranteed, but I can tell you that's what everybody's gearing up for right now, for this to be over. Okay. So, not a lot to say. We just have to wait. And that's what we'll do. And 408, you have a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you're not part of the form, will the website look to change, or will it just, because it's pretty much read-only now, will it look different when you guys change it? How will we know?
How will you know that it's read-only or it has changed?
Yeah, if you're not part of the form.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that and plan that today. Maybe we have to have a change or put something, some kind of announcement on the front page, read-only now. Well, Pam's going to have to come up with something. I don't know. But that was a good question. It was a very good question for everybody who's not and goes to the back. So we'll have to develop a new page here in a hurry.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye. Have a great day. All right.
You too. Thank you.
All right. So let me say this before I forgot. I got my shirt in the mail yesterday. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas from Texas Team. And they're ready. I think it says Texas TNT on the bottom of it. But I want to say thank you guys for that shirt. I think I want to order some more of those. I like that. Okay. All right. 252. Good morning. Oh. I said 252, but I think. Oh, yeah. 252. You there? Okay. We'll go on to the next one. Guys, be on your phone and ready.
Is everything wiped out?
No, 863.
He said all of his passwords and everything.
863.
Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Tony, I've got one quick question. First of all, I just want to thank you for everything that you guys do. I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with the calls weekly, but they sure do help to calm the nerves every once in a while. For the individuals that do not have any of the dinar, are we still expecting the dong to revalue at the same time? There's all kinds of junk out there as to whether it will or will not.
I will tell you guys this. The dinar is on the screens right now. It has a rate on the screens right now. And they plan on processing it with the dinar right now. What everybody's been trained on, and it's part of the process. So, Pam showed me somebody put an article out, or somebody else did a call last night telling you guys that the dong is not going to go for many months. And I will tell you, when the dinar goes, the dong is going. That's the plan, has been the plan. That's what's scheduled for right now, today, because it's on the screens right now, today.
I know on the last call we didn't really talk very much about rates, but are they same neighborhood we've been talking about, Tony?
They are the same neighborhood, and I'll tell you, on the screen it did have $2 and something for the dong, but DC said he's really looking for that 47 cent to come up when this thing goes live.
Okay.
So,
that's a win-win.
Either way
no
it goes,
what.
It's better than the nickel when we started with, because, you know, there was idiots out there, leaving unnamed, who didn't even believe that it could be a nickel without the whole world turning upside down. So here we are. We're still in good position. Okay?
All right, Tony. I'll just say Vegas, 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 and I got one more thing to say about all the haters that call into your call and troll you nonstop. And, you know, there's a motto that I used to live by, and that's, if I'm getting haters, I must be doing something right. And nobody is perfect in this world, and anybody that lives daily just to spew hate, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to find two or three more haters on me before the day's end. So don't let any of that stuff bother you. And as long as they want to keep coming on Twitter, I got something for them. So keep it up, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. All right. All right. Okay. Let's go to 617. Good morning.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Just a question. You had said before that the Zimbabwe, they were going to do a minimum of 100. Is that just these banks, that the four top banks, or once this goes through, other banks will have it too? So will they do the 50 trillion?
You know what? I mean, I can't answer because I don't know what every bank would do. What I was doing and we're trying to do is give you the guidance that was coming out. What we were being told, they were looking to do it in groups of 100 trillion and get it done. I'm going to tell you guys this, which I loved hearing. I absolutely loved hearing it because we affect a whole lot of lives, and I know it. When we started this and the Zimbabwe came out, there was less than 2,000 people who had Zimbabwe, less than 2,000. And they really weren't concerned with the Zimbabwe at all. Okay, whatever, you know, it's 2,000 out of 350 million that are going to make a difference. We talked about it, said what kind of a good deal it's going to be, great and everything else. And before we know it, as DC says, this big mouth guy named Tony, you know, tells everything. There was 10,000 people who had Zimbabwe, which I thought was great. That's 10,000 lives. That's 8,000 more lives that we changed that are going to get a minimum of, you know, $11 million, $10 million. That's a good feeling to know that we could do that over a phone call. Well, this morning we were talking, he said the number is just under 25,000.
Wow.
And I'm saying that's good. Just from our calls, we got that many more people involved in it, that many more people getting to change their entire lives and affect some other people. So while some people were upset with it, he said they're still saying okay. But I will tell you this, too, because it's a comment he made just this morning. They still think they're just going to blow through it in a couple of years and be broke anyway. That's what they said. So it's only 25,000 of them. They'll go through $20 million like nothing. So let's make sure that doesn't happen, okay?
Okay. Okay, that was my one question. I find it hard to believe that a bank would refuse $9 million, you know what I mean, to go into their bank. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, you guys got to realize the banking structure and the limits on banking systems, every bank may not be even qualified to exchange it for you. And they say, we can't do that because that's too much money for that one currency.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But we'll see what happens. All right,
okay.
Thanks.
Vegas, Vegas,
have a great
Vegas.
Day.
Vegas,
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. There you go. Okay, thanks. All right. Okay, 310, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. Quick question. Have you known anyone to actually have changed any bonds or anything like that?
Any bonds?
Yeah, the historic bonds.
Well, let me think about it, because so much has happened in 5 years. I got to think about this. Anybody, I know people who've been contacted about their bonds, who've been scheduled about their bonds. I know people who their paymaster said, we have got the payment, but we're not authorized to distribute it yet. So I know people outside the country who have called me and told me that their people actually got paid off some bonds. But do I know anybody personally myself? No. Is that good?
Great. That's great. And one other question. And the race is still the same, even though you can look on the stream, right? The race is still the same for the them and the dog?
The rates are still – well, no, I take it back. The Zim was 19 cents yesterday morning. Yesterday evening, they told us it went down to 13 cents. So I don't know. But before it was 19, it was 22. So we don't know where it's going to end up, but wherever it does, believe me, it's going to be great. Okay? The dong, I think, was still at 224, but as I said, some people say – it's going to come out at 47 cents when it really comes out. But we'll see what happens because 224 was actually supposed to be the contract rate. So, and for the longest we were saying, why does this keep showing up? Because it's the contract rate. And it may very well be. So we'll see what happens. Okay?
Okay. Great. The only thing I have to say now, you and GC should get together and start your own radio show.
Believe me, if we start our own radio show, it's going to be on some beach somewhere smoking cigars, having a drink. So if you can see that through the radio, okay. All right. But, no, I would love to. But as you guys already know, our NDA is going to forbid us from being public personalities, I think. I probably shouldn't have said it that way. But anyway, from talking about the dinar and doing a whole lot of things. So we'll see what happens. All right,
okay.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Okay, 808, good morning.
Oh, my God, is that me?
Oh, my God, did you send me any macadamias? Or I'm going to hang up if you say no, just so you know.
I have a box here. Because, see, the last time, that was when I got your address. So I not only have a box of macadamia nuts sitting on my counter to take to the post office today, I have some organic white honey that is going to knock you off your feet.
Woo.
I mean, this
okay.
is like the world's best honey. I mean, literally, it won third place once in the world for honey. So you'd be looking for it. However, I'm going to go. Yes.
Let's just stress. This is for Tony, just so Pam and DC and Ray know. This is for Tony.
Well, you know, could I trust you to, if I package it up separately? Okay?
Well, if you package it up separately, yeah, I'll just send it right out. But yeah, okay.
I'll even pay the postage. You know, would you forward it?
Yes, I will send it out if you package it up separately.
There you go.
When it all just comes
okay.
to me, it just stays to me, just so you guys know. But anyway.
All right. This is happening today. Tony, I also was inspired by that earlier comment, you know, with the T-shirt from the Texas folks, I'm going to, before I send this, I'm going to go get you a T-shirt. And it is going to say Hawaii on it. Why are you all talking about going to Vegas when you could be coming to Hawaii?
Well, Hawaii, if we just look and lay around the beach and get drunk and do all that, we probably go to Hawaii. But we look at no, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Y'all want to go and blow off your money, you know? It's like, no. So anyhow, that, you know, Hawaii. That's like, you know, what I got to say. Okay, so anyhow, I wanted to say one thing. It's like, would you please let Pam know? I once heard her talk about her Fantastic Foundations project. And I would really love to work on that with her, because I anticipate that once I'm not spending so much time on these phone calls and trying to learn about global economy and things like that, that I will have a lot of time, and I would love to work on that. So if you'd pass my phone number on to her, if she'd like to get in touch with me, I would really enjoy that.
Well, I'll just, you got a pen? I'll just give you her phone number. You can just call her.
No, you're not.
Look, Pam is saying, I know he's not going to do that.
I know he's not, too. But I, you know, what I have really appreciated, I've been in this for 6 months, and I got in, you know, just like a little bit, thinking this is going to be enough for me forever, for me and my family. And hearing about, you talk about how to change the world, you know, has just been the most inspiring, aside from learning about global economics, which I knew nothing about, you know, the thought of all the good that's going to come out of this has been just so inspiring. So I want to thank you so much, you know, all of you that are doing this, you know, for the direction that you're taking in the counsel that you're giving. In that regard.
Okay, let me say this real quick. And thank you. I thank you for that, and I thank you for thinking about it. And I want to say this to all you guys right now so you understand. Me and Pam were talking this morning without DC because he was in a briefing. But anyway, we were talking as we often do, and she said she was talking to Daz last night. So I'm going to tell you guys our whole conversation because I want you to understand it. And we were talking about all we've done and all the sacrifices and everything and the time we've spent in this and all of that and the beating that we've taken in there. And I put a whole lot of people in there. But there's also something that we've gotten out of this. And actually today, maybe I want her and Ray to tell you guys where we hang up, what they got out of this, going through this. But I want you guys to know it has been a meaningful and inspirational trip for me from hearing all of you, what it has meant to you, and more importantly, what you plan on doing in the future. Because we know even after this is over, I know even if this is over, we will still be affecting people's lives through you, through everybody, us as a team together. We'll be doing it. So somebody suggested this morning, and I know I said pay off their layaways, and that Pam and Ray were talking before I came on the phone about paying off somebody's electric bill, everybody in your county area, whatever it is, or people who are about to be shut off. There's a bunch of things like that we can do, and you guys are going to come up with a bunch of things we didn't even talk about. So I'm going to ask you to do this. Because this is how we get paid and what it's been. If every time you come up with an idea like that, every time you write a check like that or payment, and on that receipt you write, you know, super fantastic, I mean, TNT, super fantastic something. So when it hits the news, people hear about it, we see it, we'll know that's us, and it'll inspire us to do it again and again and again. When we see, hey, people are actually doing this. I mean, we're still part of the team, and we can go out and affect those lives like that. So that's what we've gotten out of this, the fact that we know. I mean, I truly know. When D.C. did those numbers this morning, you know, again, Tony, it was only 2,000 people till you said that on the call that day, and it started growing. It was 10,000, 25,000. I'm saying, shoot, Okay, then that's what I got out of it, because I know those many lives I affected directly, and that means something to me anyway. So I want to thank you for what you said, okay?
Well, thank you. It goes both ways. I have a question, and I don't know if you can answer it. It might be a more D.C. kind of question, but, you know, being here in Hawaii on the Big Island, I want to exchange where there is a De La Rue machine, and I'm willing to travel. So I don't know if there are any in Hawaii anywhere. And if I call an 800 number, do you suppose the operators will be directing people to sites that have De La Rue machines?
Well, you know what? I would ask, because nothing beats a failure but a try, okay?
Yeah.
So
at least
try and say, this is what I want. Can you put me in one of those locations? And if you get there, they can't, tell them to call around and look for one, because say, I want to go there. I don't care if I have to drive there. I want to go through right then. So at least try and ask them, see what they can do, okay?
Okay. And another, I totally understand you're not giving me advice or anything, but in your personal opinion, do you think it would be wise to write a gift letter to put my currency into the LLC before I go to the bank, you know, before the exchange? Like, does an LLC need a gift letter is my question. Or can I just walk in there with my LLC and my EIN number and say, I want this to go into the LLC? I'm not sure about that.
Well, you know what? If you didn't purchase it under that name, I would have some sort of documentation showing that I did, in fact, put it in there. Just for yourself. That's just what I would do. Now, legally, I don't know what you have to do, but that's what I would do.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings, blessings, blessings to all of you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, guys, this is what I want to tell you guys, because there is a very, very good possibility that this could be our last call before the call. I mean, a very, very good possibility. And we've been this close before. Well, not quite this close, because we're on the other side. Authorization has been given. Supposedly, the system is now fixed, and they tested it, ran some people through, and it's working. So now all we're waiting for is that magical moment when everybody says go once again. So we're that close to this thing happening in the next 72 hours. But what happens on Monday is something totally different, because if we have to do the call today or we have to do it tomorrow and everybody's starting exchanging and we're not here on Monday, you guys won't be able to tell Pam happy anniversary, because Monday is her anniversary. So you guys should work diligently on doing that today and tomorrow and letting her know that we appreciate her, and please enjoy her anniversary with her new riches and her husband. So that was the only chance I could probably get that out. Do what?
Said, you are so rotten.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say nothing. Anyway, Fancy, you don't need to do that. Anyway, thank you, because we all love you and we know how hard you work. So I want everybody to know that. This may be their only opportunity to tell you that. So, okay, we're in Texas. 512.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. You said Wednesday you wanted to talk from somebody from the area, so I called you in today to let you know it's our small town was the one that was the most greatly affected by the flash floods on Saturday night.
Where are you at?
Just outside of Austin.
Oh, okay.
On just off the Blanco.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I'm really sorry to hear that, and hopefully all your family members made it through and everything.
No, we're fine.
Okay.
I mean, our neighborhood really didn't sustain any damage. It's just this community has it's really cool to see what's happened. So many lost so much, and many lost all. But their first concerns were not about what they lost. Their first concerns were about the family that was swept away. And you'd go to the homes and take food to them or take supplies to them, and they'd be sitting there in the mud and the gunk and trying to work through the trees and the damage. And the first words after they said thank you would be, have we heard anything about that family yet? And so they were, it's really cool because they were showing more concern for some folks from Corpus Christi that they'd never met before than they were about their own homes, their own situations. So it's really, I mean, this is why I moved to this community so many, you know, a few years ago. And it's just showing itself now. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and that's what happens when tragedy strikes. We usually all band together and help each other. And I'm hoping, on top of hope, that this weekend is it, and that you guys will be able to share this with a bunch of people who have nothing now, knew anything about it, but it will help you rebuild your community. So looking forward to this. This is an opportune time. And I mean, I know a bunch of people, actually DC's there, and I got a couple other people on our intel team, people that actually live in Austin and live in that area. So I know they're going to be doing things to help everybody else. So
yeah,
all of us give you our prayers, I'm sure. Everybody,
I appreciate that.
Okay?
I appreciate that. And Pam, just want to wish you a happy anniversary. Have a great one.
All right.
I do have a single question.
Okay.
And it's just about reconciling what we're hearing from Kurdistan. Last week we were talking about the rate at 88 cents and 86 cents there, that they were using it at that rate. And then here we're talking about the screen showing, you know, 322 to 447 or whatever it is. How do you reconcile that? How do you think that's going to work itself out?
Well, let me give you guys some information that I don't know if I gave you guys on Wednesday or not. I hope you don't mind me even saying this, but I'm going to tell you. I just like to give credit where credit's due. So Oki called me on Thursday, and said, hey, Tony, I got some friends over there, and their cards, their MasterCards, Q cards, they stopped working. I mean, they had been using them over here in the U.S., just like our people, you know, buying equipment and gas and clothes and everything else, and they stopped working. And it was right after our call. So, yeah, I think I did tell you guys that morning. So yesterday, one of my guys called and said, hey, our guy's card not working, and it is it's not working. So I'm not going to give you guys the details because you might get upset. Anyway, it's not working. Well, I will tell you that the bank told them why it wasn't working, what was going on, and when it will be working again. Okay? And adjustments will be made to reflect the current date and time. So.
Okay.
I know you understood what I just said. And most
yeah,
of
no, I absolutely understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, We'll see if that's what happened, but that's what they just put out to, you know, all their card holders, people, and everything else. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, but I appreciate that. I'm not worried about it either way, but I just, you know, if we'd been saying we were expecting it to be in that lower range, which would still be fantastic. And
we are not expecting that at
different.
All.
Yeah.
Not at
okay.
all.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
all
very
right.
much. I would say Austin, 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 but since I'm not, I'm hearing everybody yell Vegas, 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 I'll just put it this way. Wimberley, Wimberley, Wimberley. So bless you guys. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Let me see this in case Oki's getting mad at me because he usually tells me don't tell people what he says. But I just wanted to give him credit because he did come up with that and tell me that. I think, and our guy verified and got the additional information. And I like Oki, and he's still working. He's still trying to figure this out. So I just really was trying to give him credit for it. That's all. Okay. 301, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tony?
I am super fantastic. How are you?
I'm fine. I am super fantastic as well.
First of all, I want to say
congratulations, Sam, on your anniversary. And my question to you, Tony, I know everybody keeps talking about the taxes, but how would we know if we have to pay taxes if the site is not up? How do we check to see if we pay taxes on the currency? Because you said we may or we may not. So how would we know?
I don't know, unless the bank tells you, unless the IRS sends you a notification. I don't know that, you know, they didn't think that far or didn't want us to put it out or, you know, the site will be gone at that point. I don't know if it's something they're going to want us to blast out to our database. I mean, and we will if we can help them and get that done. But they just haven't told us that far in advance. We don't know that a decision's even been made to tax it at all. I'm just trying to tell you guys I would be prepared for it because we just don't know. But if nobody notifies you, go on with life. People who've been paid the last 2-3 years haven't paid any taxes on it that I know of. And one group that we know are getting paid, the tax is built in at 11%. So they are paying the tax. I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of us.
Okay. My next question, I was curious, who was the, when you said someone was pulling out on the first, who was that?
Was pulling out on the first?
Yeah. You said as of the first, I guess one of the countries.
Contractors over in Iraq, and they said that before, a year ago, if it wasn't done, they were going to pull out. But, they were just saying that last week. They were tired of messing with it, and this time they were going to just pull out and be done with it. So we'll see what happens.
I thought that was the 15th with Iraq, so it was the first with Iraq?
The Iraq one is done by the 15th. Everybody wanted it done by Ramadan.
Okay, I got you.
If it wasn't done by the first, they were just going to pull out. And companies would start pulling out, canceling their contracts. Actually, the other information I got was, all contracts ended on the first, and they would have to be rewritten and a whole bunch of other things. But let's say we don't have to worry about that.
Okay, well, how are we going to get in contact to say, hello, Tony, how are you doing? Hi, Pam, hi, Ray. You know, if this is our last call, which we're hoping it is, how do we get in contact? I mean, we've been doing this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. How do we get in contact just to say hi? If just in case they say we can't make it to Vegas, how do one get in contact with you all just to chit-chat, just to say we miss you, have a family, so
okay.
on and so forth?
So this is what I'll do. I'll give everybody my email address right now and my phone number. So afterwards, you guys can just stay in touch with me. Is that good?
Oh, Tony, you spoke tears in my eyes. Thank you so
Wait, don't do all that. You know I'm joking. Hold on for a minute.
Oh, Tony, why are you playing with me?
Oh,
my
no.
God. I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't believe you was going to do that.
Wait. I don't know what my NDA is going to say. I mean, I should still be able to talk to people. I just can't talk about personal business, and I mean, I don't know. DC said it went from 33 pages, they added some more pages, and I'm like, what the hell else could they add to 33 pages? I don't know. So I'm just going to have to see. But as personal friends and that, I mean, my email is out there. Some people have it. A bunch of people have my phone number because it's all over the internet. But more importantly, hold on, tntdenar@gmail.com. That email address is not going to go away. I'm still going to have the email for I know. And we'll just go from there. If I have to have something, I mean, we'll just look in the email, and I'll try and go through it because Pam's going to be too rich and too engaged to be checking that email. So every now and then I'll try and go through it, okay?
But you all have to understand that you all are loved. And we don't have to talk about, you know, Denard, TNT, you know, information. We just want to see how you all are doing. So if that's any way possible, you know, I would appreciate it. And
if there's any way possible, we will definitely do that. Stay in touch. See how everybody has grown, how much they're living and loving life and everything else. I would absolutely love to do that and see how successful everybody has been. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to say Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Take care, and thank you all so much for all the information that you all provided to us, and God bless.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, wait a minute. That was the wrong email Pam said. Wait, which one was I supposed to give out? Wait, Pam's going to give me the right email. She said that was the wrong one. That one doesn't work.
Okay.
So, hold on a minute. Pam, somebody made you an anniversary cake already. I'm supposed to forward a picture of it to you.
Oh, good. I like cake. We have a super fantastic email, Tony. Let me find the address for that. I already have it. I just don't remember exactly what it was. But I think it's tntsuperfantastic@gmail, and that would be perfect.
Oh, there you go. tntsuperfantastic@gmail. Because, guys, the super fantastic site is going to stay up, I think. I mean, anything that says Denar will go away. But anything else we're doing, the events, that, sign-ups, all that will be on the Super Fantastic sites. So give the email out again, Pam.
I've got to double-check it, Tony, but I think it's tntsuperfantastic@gmail.
Okay.
Same email.
tntsuperfantastic.com.net and .info. We're built to handle the overflow so we wouldn't be crashing any sites when this happened, and they're still there. TNT Denar is there, but tntsuperfantastic@gmail, I think, and I'll double-check it and text you.
It will be there, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Tony, and Pam, and Ray, and even though DC's not there, him as well. So you all have a fantastic day, and again, Vegas, 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 and take care.
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Okay. Okay. 732. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I've been trying to get on for a couple of weeks now, or actually a month or so.
Okay. Well, you are here.
Yay. I want to say happy anniversary to Cam. Enjoy your day. And I hope we could thank you something. Sorry, I'm going into another
week. Wait. Hold on. There's a lot of noise in the background there. Can you quiet this?
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Happy anniversary to Pam, and I'm going to be sending some packages to you, and I'll also wrap them individually, so hopefully the others will get them. I do have a question from a lovely lady who is on Twitter. And I'm going to read it as it was sent to me to ask. It says, I'd like to know if Tony would share what he has learned about reduction, which he has used to talk about when he was on PTR. Reduction is a program where you are basically erased from the public eye. Athletes, actors, and high-profile people do the same as a matter of security. I have a basic understanding of it, but it's never been discussed by Tony since he's been on TNT. And might you be able to discuss that now?
Okay. I will. Hold on one second. Okay. What I would do, guys, is instead of me going through everything right now, is Google that, get you some security people, ask them what they recommend. Over the years, what I was telling you guys, wait, I'm going to have to mute you out because your dog.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Replace your computers, set up separate computers for your banking system. Use post office boxes, buy your new property under trust and foundation names that people can't know that it's you when you move into new neighborhoods. Make sure your bank accounts are restricted to your wealth managers or personal bankers only, so they don't go out to all their partners, advertisers, and everything else. Tell them you don't want any of that to happen. With your name, individual tellers can't see it. Buy your cars, your vehicles, under trust names so you can't get sued, any accidents, anybody tracing any license plates. I want to see who this person is driving this Bentley, Rolls Royce, Mercedes, or Cadillac. They get a trust name versus your name and your address. So things like that to make yourself virtually invisible is what I look at. But there are people out there who specialize in that, and they can tell you everything to do and actually help you do it. Okay? All right. Thank you. Okay. Now I go to 503. Good morning.
Morning, Tony. How you doing?
I am super fantastic. How about you?
I'm just about as close as that as I can get. Be at the bank, and that definitely make it better. Couple things. First of all, I'm curious. Have you ever seen the movie What the Bleep?
The movie what?
Called What the Bleep. What the Bleep,
no.
Do you know?
No.
I was hoping you did, but for all those that have a hard time not dwelling in the negativity, I highly suggest people watch that movie. It's all about how your basically your feelings, your thoughts, and so forth affect you. Very, very powerful movie for people to watch. But that's one thing. Secondly, a lady had talked about allergy medicine a long time ago, and I'd asked if it could be posted on the website. I've been doing some research, and I found a product called Less Labs, and I was wondering if that was the product, because I haven't been able to determine what that was that that lady was recommending. Does that sound familiar to you, Less Labs?
Less Labs?
No, L-E-S, L-A-B-S, Less Labs.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I'd sure like to know what it is, man. I'm messing with these stupid allergy things all summer long. But anyway, a couple questions. One, if this goes like we're thinking over the weekend, are we still waiting for Iraq? So we're looking at maybe later in the week before we get to start doing exchanges, or do you think we'll go immediately?
I think we will go immediately. If it goes, I think we will go.
Okay. I had another question, but I can't seem to think what it was right now, so I'll let you go. And happy anniversary, Pam, and thanks again to all the Intel providers and the team itself. And probably won't talk again, hopefully, so goodbye to everyone.
All right.
Good luck with your
life. Thank you, sir.
God bless.
All right. Okay, guys, I was just going to do a one-hour call here today, again, since it's me by myself, but since the information... it's so positive and complete, and there's not a whole lot except we're ready to go and we're waiting for the time to be told to go. It's basically it. Everybody's on the same page, looking at it, anticipating. There is a window, and I'm going to tell you guys the window is the weekend. So that could be, this evening, tonight, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday evening. Sometimes Monday is what they're looking at. And it's from every perspective, really. But in the meantime, there is, I'm going to send this text about this medication to Pam so she can post it and just put it on the front. I hear guys asking about that, a bunch of you guys. So Pam can tell you whatever she's going to do with it. After she reads it real quick. Okay, let me see here. What odds do I feel that this is going this time? Well, guys, I think we're, again, over 90%. Anything could still happen. I will even go over 95% with the different countries and places and everybody that's gearing up for it. But that 5% is always the question. Even 1% is always the question. But I will tell you the authorization has been given all the way through. That's what was different about this week. The problem was in the system. Now the system has been fixed, tested, run through everything else, and people say, okay, now we're ready to go. Let's just determine when we're going to go. And that's what makes this one different. So what about the Zim? Didn't we talk about the Zim already? We talked about the rate. It's there. It's going to go. As far as what date it runs out on, I can't even remember what date it was supposed to run out on. But when they first made the announcement, I think it was like 30 days or 45 days. It was the middle of June or something. And I said, because they think it's supposed to be over by then, which they absolutely did. Say, shoot, it'll be over. So whatever that date was, if you don't see a change, then the smart thing to be is as soon as you hear this is live, is go exchange your Zim. Because, I mean, if you don't really remember what that date was, I don't. And if you're sure you want to get in there and at least do that, I would just do that. And I'm not really worried about making every penny, nickel, or dime that I can. I'm worried about getting what I can out the door and making sure my money makes money. Making sure that I make good investments, good decisions after that to make sure my money is making money. Not how fast I can spend my money, but how fast I can put it in a position where it will make money that I can live off of forever. That should be your goal. That should be your goal with the foundation. Let's get that started, put it in there so I can take advantage of that forever before I spend it all. You should right now, this moment, already have a plan of how you're going to live for the next 4 or 5 years to protect your money. I don't mean houses, cars, that, where you're going to live, everything else. But this is what I need my money to do so I can live comfortably and not use my base of income, not use that foundation. Again, I want to spend my money's money, not my money. I cannot stress that enough. Okay, Pam, how are you feeling?
I think that was amazing. Never touch the golden egg. Never, never, never touch the golden egg. And I've learned right along with you guys from Tony and DC and all of you, the same thing we all have, that you guys are amazing, that you've got the biggest heart in the world, and that you want to change the way things are, and you guys can be the change. You know how to do it. But like Ray told you, make sure you build your foundation first.
Okay, Ray?
Hey, all has been said, so folks continue to enjoy this fantabulous Friday, and hopefully, maybe we're finally going to see it this weekend.
Oh, not finally going to see it Friday? Finally going to see it this weekend? Okay.
I vote for Friday.
Me too. Believe me, if my vote counted, that's what I'd vote for. So, all right, everybody, enjoy yourself, but you know what? And I've said enough, you should be ready. Nobody should be having to get ready at this point. You should be ready. You should have your top 10 things. You should have your plan. You should be ready to go out to bank, know exactly where your gift letters are, who you're giving what to, based on the rates that we've given you. That should be done so you just don't go crazy when you get that tweet or a call and we say, hey, we're ready to do this. Take time to do it. Talk to anybody you need to talk to. That's what you should be doing right now, this afternoon. Okay? With that, I'm going to say enjoy the rest of your day. It's my goal and wish to definitely talk and have a conversation this weekend and see if we can get this party started. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Pam, Ray.
Okay.